Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Lisa Cleave. As much as I enjoy the uniqueness of the bridges in our area, I must confess that the I-74 bridge is my least favorite to drive across. It's often the most convenient for me, especially if I am headed to the airport or to an event at the recently renamed Tax Slayer Center. I admit to being one of those Quad Cityans who will seek an alternate route over the Mississippi River, if possible, and if not, hope my trip is during off-peak hours where I can zoom across with a minimum of fuss. The first span of the current I-74 bridge, or the Iowa-Illinois Memorial Bridge, as it is properly called, opened on November 18, 1935. It cost $1.46 million to build, and a 15-cent toll per vehicle was charged in the beginning. Increasing traffic over the next 10 years made it obvious that a second span would be necessary. Construction on that second span began in 1958, and it opened on January 20, 1960, at a cost of just under $6.2 million. It was upgraded again in 1975 to handle interstate-grade traffic. And in case you are wondering, the older span is the northbound one, with traffic heading from Illinois into Iowa. Continued growth along this corridor has made our old bridge obsolete. And as we all know, a new one is currently under construction, with a scheduled completion date of 2020. While I won't miss driving across the old I-74, I will miss other things about it, like its iconic silhouette against a brilliant blue sky, or the fun of passing underneath while standing on the top deck of the Celebration Bell. My favorite view of the bridge is from Leech Park, which is located in Bettendorf, along the Mississippi just west of the Twin Spans. It is also a wonderful spot for taking photos. This new bridge will be quite an asset to the Quad City area, with its three lanes of traffic in each direction, along with a bike and pedestrian lane. I am excited for the new bridge, but will continue to enjoy my favorite aspects of this one, while I still can.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.